You're holding Daf Kuf Zayin Nomad Aleph on top. Just really the last Gemara was, we had on Kuf Vav and Beis was a ton of Rabbanim. Harei Elai Le Mizbeach. If somebody is menadev to bring something for the Mizbeach, so it says the Yovel Levoin, you're supposed to bring Levoino. Why? Shein L'chadov V'shakov L'gabi Mizbeach El Levoino. The only thing that's completely burnt on the Mizbeach is only Levoino. What's going to be Pirashti? The person says, when I made my neder, I was mefarish, I explained exactly what I meant that I want to bring on the Mizbeach. And now later, V'ein Yodei Ma Pirashti, I forgot what I meant to say. So in such a case, Allah is, Yovi Mikol Dover Shekov L'Mizbeach. He should bring from any of the things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Like we'll soon see, there are a lot of things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Just the only thing that's completely burnt is only the Levoino. So if he said, Lashna Pirashti, Meshme, he meant more than just Levoino, therefore we have a self, we have to bring all these things that are burnt on the Mizbeach. And now the Gemara goes to explain like this. For Sulek, is it true that the only thing that's burnt completely on the Mizbeach is only the Levoino? For the Gemara, why? Reiko Eilu, there's a Korban Eilu that whole thing is burnt. So Gemara says, no, Iko Eilu, there's the skin of the Korban Eilu, the Kahanim goes to the Kahanim. For the Gemara, Reiko Eilu Asayif, there's the Eilu Asayif that whole thing is burnt. So Gemara says, no, there's no skin on the Eilu Asayif, the bird of a knife. So the Eilu Asayif. So Gemara says, still, Iko Eilu, it's the crop of a knife and his feathers, that like Rashi says, is Reiko Teitla Mizbeach, that you do not burn it on the Mizbeach, but you throw it down on the side of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is still alive, Reiko in the Sochim, either there's the yayin that we pour on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, no, that goes to the Shisun as it goes to the sides, not on the Eish itself. Ayvu Ikra Minchas Nesachim, there's the Mincha that's brought with the Korban, that there the whole thing is burnt, there's no Shirayim left over. So Gemara still says, Kivun Ikra Mincha Diachle Kahanim Mino, since there are some type, or most type of Menachis, that there is Shirayim left over that the Kahanim eat, not those things burnt, therefore, no particular, therefore doesn't say mincha. Therefore, the only one thing that's completely always burnt on the Mizbeach is only the Levoina. But if the person said Pirashti, he wanted them, so then he did not only mean Levoina, it could be one of the other things, and Achlami, then an Ola would be in the Parasha, Ola Saif, and Menachis, these Menachis would also be in the Suffolk. So we said in the Mishnah again, what the Horea lies off, somebody says, what, have a chiyuv to bring gold? The loch is lo yifchos mi din azov. You can't bring less than a din azov, a golden coin, which it came out that's 25 dinar kesef. Smor says, v'dilma nascha, maybe meant to say a piece of gold, a solid piece. How do you know to say meant to metepeya altogether? So m'blaza diyama matbeya, where the person said clearly a coin. He said a golden coin. So the more still the dilma priti, maybe golden coin means a pruta. Smaller than a dinner. A pruta is less. Yeah, Sumara says, a proper pruta is the havala yav the inch. Nobody makes that, they don't make such a small coin. They don't make a golden pruta. So therefore, the smallest coin of gold that's used is a dinner, so therefore we say it's a dinner. Then the Mishnah says, Kesef is said to Minad and bring Kesef. It is also a yifchas medinner. It can't be less than a dinner's worth of Kesef. For the more the same question again, the Dilma may be Nascha. Maybe the person meant a piece of silver. On the Allah again, the Matbeya. No, the person said clearly Matbeya. He said a coin. For the more of a Dilma Priti, maybe here he meant a silver of Pruta, which is less than a dinner. On the Rosheshes, the Asra do I Sagi Priti de Kaspa. And if not, I'm talking about a place where there they do not use for currency a Pruta of silver. As I said, the smallest coin that's used by silver is a dinner. So that's what the Mishnah says. It means a dinner, matbeya of a dinner. Yeah. Then it says what? Nechoshes. Somebody says in Chayim Tzot bring Nechoshes. So la yifchos min meya kesef. You can't bring less than a meya's worth of kesef. He has to give a copper worth of meya's kesef. Yeah. Tanya of Lezer ben Yaakov Oina. La yifchos mitzinuva ketanash nechoshes. He can't bring less than a small tzimur or a small fork of copper. For the Gemara Lomai Chazer, what does that fit for? On Rabbi Shemachatatin Bo, Psilas. Here you could use this small fork that will clean out the Psilas, the wicks of the menorah. Or Mekan Chabaneras to clean it out also. That's also good. So Rashi says here, Mitzina Ktani, a mazla cut in a small fork that they'll clean it out. Because there's no copper coins there, right? So he said, a while on the Cheshis, he just meant to give the amount of like a piece of a kappa. So Moses says, he holds also, you give her a kappa fork, that's also good. That's fit to be used. Right. Then it says, yeah, barzel. What about somebody says barzel, a metal? So Tanya Acher Mermin, Layifkos mi Kliya Orif. You can't bring less than a Kliya Orif. Rashi says, Mismurif Chadim, there were sharp nails. Teichim Barosh Gag Hechel, on top of the Hechel, they had nails sticking up. Lechalos Orvin, no, the bird should not sit there. Because if you're menadev to bring metal, you have to at least bring the smallest amount. There's this type of pegs, these nails they use on top of the Hechel. For Kama, how much the nails? On Rav Yosef, Amalama. That's how big the nail has to be. It has to be an Amal by an Amal. He could yam yourself of this, Layifchois, Meyamalama. Adel, you mechayv yourself to bring bars of metal to the base of meat, Vedekabayis, you have to bring at least a piece of metal, an Amal by an Amal. On this, yes, Lamaychaz, what is that fit for? On Rav Yosef, Lechal Yorif, that's fit to make these pegs for the top of the Hechel, yeah, to keep away the birds. It could be they had one iron sheet up there, and it was made a lot of pegs sticking out from it. That's what they use on top of the Hechel. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Hareya le yayin. Somebody's mechayed himself to bring yayin for the Sochem. So lochariv le yivchas mishlesh lugim. The least amount of wine to bring is 3 lugim, which that's the shear for the Nesochem of the Kevis. The smallest amount is 3 lugim. That's a revia for him. Shemen. Somebody's mechayed himself to bring shemen for the Beis Hamikdash. So la yifchas melug, you can't bring less than a lug. Stam mincha takes a lug shemen. Rabbi and Rabbi says no shloisha lugim. You have to bring 3 lugim, because that's the shemen you need in the minchas nesochim. Yeah. So if minchas nesochim, the smallest amount is 3 lugim. What's going to be parashti? The guy says, when I made my neder, I said how much. But then you I forgot me on my parashti how much I said. Slochur is yovi kiyom hamruba. You have to bring enough shemen or enough oil or enough yayin or shemen the day they bring the most amount of kabonis. And the Rashi will say that's going on the first day of Chag HaSukkos. And then they bring the most amount of kabonis. So that day they have the most amount of nesochim, and that's how much yayin and shemen you have to bring. But that was the day they brought the most there was. No. And Pesach, we'll see in the Gemara. And Pesach was only called Pesach, that's all. But on Sukkot, first that was the most kabbonis they had. Yeah. Let's see the Gemara. Tell Rabbanim. Ezra, the Apostle says, Ezra, Nim, Ramu, Lenachim, Shnad, Vinyayin. A person can make a neder to bring wine. Rashi says, Bapashat, Nesochim, Ksiv, Kol Ezra, Chiyasa, Kocha. It's an extra posit. Teach us, human neder to bring wine. To come, how much wine do you have to bring? Shloi Shalugin. It's revealed in. Minayin, how do we know? Shimrot Yosef, if you want to bring more, you can bring more Yosef. Talmud, the Pesach says, Yiyah, you can bring as much as you want. As she says, Yiyah, Osam, Ksiv, Koch, Ger, Kedrich, Yiyah, Mash, Miyah, Lechem, Oid, Nesach, Macharin, you can bring more if you want. Yoch, maybe Yivchas, you can bring less than Shlosh Lugim. Talmud, this says, No Koch, Mash, you have to have at least this much, you can't have less than this. Yeah. So you have to bring at least 3 Lugim of Yayin. Then the Mishnah says Shemin, La Yivchas Min Alug, Rabbi Yoyme Shloish Lugim. Rabbi says no, you have to bring Shloish Lugim. But Makim, what's the Machloi? Makim, if we go to Machloikis, is a Mu Rabbon and Kaim and Rapapa. Bidoin Mino, U Mino, we learn out from someplace else, and Bidoin Mino, Vuyukim Biyasro, Kumifugi. Once you learn out from there, do you bring it back into your Parsha and avoid the Lochas of your Parsha? Or maybe no. Rashi says, Doi Mino means the Shemen Debo Nidovo, Karminim Minchas Nidovo, not from Minchas Nidovo. Like we learn with Kremla Kamon, Korban Lamashim is not in Shemen. So you learn out Nidovo from Nidovo. And some Sinner Rashi says, Vuki Basro, Benisochim, the Shemen above of Me'atzmai, have a Kinesochim, do me the Yain. And once you have a Chiddush that you can bring Shemen by itself, where else do we find something by itself? Yain is brought by itself. So that's the question. We learn out Shemen goes by itself. Do you learn it out from Yain or no? Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Savri, Dain, Mino, Umino. You learn out from over there. So ma mincho misnad, just like by mincho you can make a nedova to bring a mincho. Av shemen ami misnadvin, you can make a nedova just to bring shemen. Umino alena from mincha nedova. Ma mincho, regular mincho is belug, all you need is a lug of shemen. Is av shemen belug, when you bring shemen by itself also, it's enough to have a lug. For Rabbi says no. The svar is doin mino, you take a learn out that you could bring shemen by itself. But Zuki Biasra, once you learn it out from a Minchas Nedovom, so now I learn out you can bring Shemen by itself, but now I learn it out from the Pasha of Nesachim, that I find Yain comes by itself. Ma Mincha, Misnadim. Just like you can be Minadim to bring a Mincha, who are then the limits of Shemen and Misnadim? You can make Shemen also in the Dovom. But Zuki Biasra, learn it out back to his own Pasha, Ki Nesachim like Nesachim. Man, it's just like by Nesachim. Shloishes Lugim, it's three Lugim, Nesachim. Any korban that needs Nesachim brought with it. This Mincha then needs three Lugim of Shemen. So have Shemen, when you menaga to bring Shemen by itself, Nami Shloish Lugim. When you bring Shemen by itself also, you have to bring three Lugim of Shemen. Omulu, the Papa says back, Ime Mincha Gomalo, Rebbe, if Rebbe learns it out from Mincha, just like a regular Mincha, it's one Shemen, one Lug, it also is so then the Kuli Amalei Pligi Doin Mino Mino. If that would be the Pshat, everybody would agree. You learn out Shemen from Minchas Nedova, Avadi would not need more than just on one Lug. So that's not the Tran Rebbe. Ella rather Rebbe, he learns out Miezrach Gomalo. Rebbe learns it out from the Pasuk of Ezrach. Rashi says, Ki Eichet Gamin and Liel Yayin, from the word Ezrach, he could be nagged to bring wine. Rebbe, you also learned out from the same Pasuk, you learn out you could bring Shemen also. So if so, it's mamish from the Pasha of Nesachim, then it's good. So just like by Nesachim, a mincha of Nesachim needs gimel lugim shemen, who are then a regular shemen also, you may not have to bring shemen, you need three. Oh, my lay rep for the bread who have lost some of our papa, or me, Matzah, Zamek, and Sayat, the Hochi, it's true to say like this, for a time you've learned, Korban, the Pasuk says Korban, melamit shemith nadin shemen. From this Pasuk we learn out you can bring shemen. For kama, how much? Shloshes lugim. Three lugim. So now, man shamad le diyom shlosh lugim. Whose shita is this that says if you want to bring shemen for nedova, you have to bring three lugim. Rebbe, it's Rebbe shita, and still the breast is clearly for komai silo makorbin. Learning out from a korbin, not from the word ezrach. Learning out from the word korbin. Learning it out. On malei nachnami itanya tanya. If you have a clear breast that says this way, he's also masking. So nachnami is not from the word of ezrach. Then from the word korban, you could bring it. Since so the korban, you have to come on to pshat. We said before that you make this limud of doin mino of yukubi asra. As like Tay says, itanya tanya. If you learn this way, ol yerlam kan be doin mino pligi nechnami. Then you have to say machlekes is once you learn it out, you bring it back into the pasuk of nesachim. Rabbi holds just like nesachim needs three lugim, when you menada to bring shemen by itself, also you need gimel lugim. Then the Mishnah says, Pirashti. The guy says, first I said how much Shemen I wanted, or else how much Yayin. And then Yedeyama Pirashti, I forgot how much I said, is Yovi Kiyay Meruba. You have to bring the amount that you bring on the day, it's brought the most Kabonis. Tony, we learned, it means Kiyomto Varishin Shachag. It means the first day of Sukkot, that Shechal Lias B'Shabbos comes out on Shabbos. That day they brought the most Kabonis there were. Like on the Mishnah Yisir, he says, that on the first day of Sukkot, what they brought is they brought in 13 Purim and 2 Elim and 14 Kvosim, and that was the Musfei of Chag, then Shnei Kvosim, which was the Musfei of Shabbos, and then Shnei Kvosim was Tomit, and then also the Soyer Chatis of the Musafi Ayyim. So it comes out for that how much the Sachem need for the Kabonis of those days was the most. Comes out they needed 6 lugim of shemen and 6 lugim of yayin for every parim. So it comes out there was 78 lugim for the parim. And then you need 4 lugim shemen and 4 lugim yayin for the ayim. So that's 8 lugim for the ayim. And then you need 3 lugim shemen and 3 lugim yayin for every kevis. So that was 54 lugim. So it comes out that day that you had 140 lugim shemen and 140 lug of yayin. So kids, so the guy says he made a neder. He doesn't know how much. we'll have to bring 140 of each one. That's the cheshbon. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, "Harei olai oila." Somebody's mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila. He makes a neder to bring a korban oila. Lochel is yavi kevis. He should bring a kevis, a lamb, a zochel elosa. That's the least one of a korban oila. A lamb is usually when it's 1 year old. So you could bring a kevis. Rabbi Lezer Nazayu Oimer Oy Tor Oy Ben Yoimer. Since he said oila, lav davki mean a behema, could even be a bird. So you could bring a tor or a yoina. He doesn't have to bring a behema. He could bring an oif also. That's also considered in Harei Olai Oila. What's going to be Perashti? The person said, he said clearly, min ha-boker. When I made my oila, I said clearly, I want to bring it from a boker. But the end of the day, my fresh, I don't know what type of a boker I said. Slocha is yovi par v'yegel. He has to bring both a par and an egel. He has to be zechorim, because an oila is only from a zechor, but it has to be a par and an egel. Like, that's one of the two things he meant. Either a par or else an egel. A par is when it's 2 years old, and an egel is called when it's 1 year old. What can he said, mina behem, he said, and if he any day doesn't know ma parashti, which type of a behema, so a lot of behemis, then he has to bring yovi par v'egel. Yeah, those are bokers. Also he has to bring ayel and a gedi. He has to bring an ayel that's a kevis, that's a lamb, a male lamb, when it's 2 years old, it's called an ayel, gedi, then he also has to bring a gedi, that's the ezim, that's goats, when it's 1 year old, and then he has to bring utle, what gedi is called, ben ezim, yeh bishnosu vishayin utle, he has to keves, zocha ben shana, yeh utle, that's a lamb. He's an ayel, is when it's 2 years old, it's called an ayel. And when it's 1 year old, it's called a tler. Because all these things are the behemoths you could bring a korban oila from. What's going to be, the guy says, Parashti, V'enye day ma Parashti. I said what type, but I don't know what type. So then he has all these sveikis, plus, Moisav Aleim Torah Ben Yon, you also have to bring these two birds. Maybe meant to have these birds in a Suffolk also. So I have to bring this also. Yeah, what's going to be, the guy says, Harei Yolai Toidish Lonim. He's mechayiv himself to bring a korban toida, and Ishlam, Grashi says, oize, either one. So then yovi kevis, he could bring, he mechayiv himself to bring one, either a toida or a shlomim. So then yovi kevis, he could also bring a kevis, that's the least one, that could come either for a toida or for a shlomim. He should bring a kevis. Yeah, that's a 1 year older. A lamb 1 year old. Yeah. What's going to be parashti? Min habokor, but v'en yedei mafrashti, which one? So again, yovi par uporo, ego v'yeglo. Because here a shlom and a toidi could be both the zocher or a keva. So he doesn't know which one he says, so the chum he has to bring all four of them. What means he says min habehema? I said from the behema. But v'en yedei mafrashti, which type of behema I said? So he has all these sveikas. He has to bring a par uporo, a cow and a par. Ego v'egula, young one, male or female. Ayo v'rochel, also that's being the rochel, that's the female. Ayo. Ayo we had before, that was a kevis, 2 year old kevis. Then a gediyah, gediyah. Also, both male, a gediyah was a goat, 1 year old, and a gediyah. Then soyer or sira, that's being a soyer, a goat, that's 2 years old, a sira. And then taleh, v'talya. You have to kevis. Where? I'm reading for the Mishnayos, yeah. So kids, you have to bring all these for the Sveikas. What's going to be if the person says, Harei Olai Shor? The person stam says, Harei Olai to bring a Shor. He menadah to bring a Shor for Korban Oila. Or else it could be a Korban Shlomim. But he's mechayiv himself to bring a Shor. Slochu is Yovei Hu, or Nesocha B'mona. He has to bring the Shor, and he has to bring the Menachas, the Minchas Nesochim with it, that's least worth on Meir Dinah. That's how much Nesachim has to be worth. What can the person say to Rabbi to bring an eagle? He's mechayiv himself to bring an eagle, a young calf. Then Yavihu Nesach is b'chomish. That's enough to spend an eagle with a menachis that's worth a chomish of a sloyim. Mechomish sloyim, which is 20 dinarim. Chomish means it means chomish sloyim, it has to be worth. Yeah. What can the person says ayil? So Yovahu Nesocha Vishtayim has to be worth at least two Saloim. What's going to be Kevis versus has to bring Kevis? Is Yovahu Nesocha Vishtayim, then a Nesochim could even be worth only one Selah. What's going to be if a person says Shor B'mona, when he says a rabbi to bring a Shor only worth a Mona? Yeah. So the Locha is Yofi B'mona, he could bring that much, even though it's a very cheap one, but he could bring it. Chutz Minachosef. Ah, that's the Chiddush here. So when you set a rabbi to bring a Shor worth a Mona, it means the Shor itself has to be worth the Mona, and not including the Nesochim. The Sochim is separate from the Mona. What's going to be a person says Egel B'chomish, and Chayv to bring Egel worth five Sloyim, so Yovi B'chomish, also Chutz B'nechosev, he has to be, the Egel itself has to be worth five Sloyim, excluding the Nesochim. Ayel B'shtayim, what's to bring an Ayel, he worth two Sloyim, same thing, Yovi B'shtayim, Chutz B'nechosev, he has to bring this, but only the Korban itself, not the Nesochim. Kevis B'Selah, same thing, Yavi B'Selah, Chutz B'Nesachav. The Korban itself has to be worth the Selah, excluding the value of the Nesachav. What's going to be, he says, Shor B'Mona, he says he wants to bring a Shor worth the Mona, Fehevi Shnaim, and it brings on worth two. The Mona. He says a Shor worth the Mona, and it brings two Shvorim together that are worth the Mona. Lech was lo Yotza, he's not Yotza. Mashmi said the one Shor has to be worth a mana. Yeah. And here we didn't bring it. Here we brought two, but the two small ones is no good. Yeah. Afilu zebe mana chesedina. The zebe mana chesedina is also no good. Because now with his menadav, he was menadav to bring, is that clearly Shor be mana. He has to bring at least one Shor worth a mana. What's going to be Shochar, he said to bring a black one, Vehevi Lovin, and he brought a white one. That's the opposite, where he is Mechayv himself to bring Lovin, a white shore, and Vehevi Shochar, he brought a black one. Rav Gov, he says, I'm going to bring a big one, Vehevi Kotn, he brought a small one. Also, Lo Yotza, that's not his neder was to do the way he said it, he's not doing what he said. What's going to be Kotn, Vehevi Godel? He's Renadav to bring a small one, and he brought a bigger one. Here Yotza, the Chalal Masayim is Mono like Yotza. Rabbi Amosa still not Lo Yotza, not Yotza. Since you made a Nebb to bring a cotton by saying that Tony does, you meant Badakra a cotton. And here that he brought a Godel, even though in a Godel for sure you have a cotton, so what? That's not what he made a Nebb there. Rabbi Hills is not Yotza. Still, you're not Yotza, you're Nebb. It's not the way he said it. Yeah. Mero says, for like Twiggy, there's no Machwakis over here. Ma Kiyasri. Rashi says, Yasra Tanakamo Kuriya Kevis Miyaif. Tanakamo, the Kevis was less expensive than a bird. Over Yasra the Rebelezer, Kuriyaif Mikevis. And that's Pshat in the first part of the Mishnah. Somebody says, Hooray Eloi Oilo, that you have to bring Dafka Kevis. But the Mazayah says, no, he could even bring a Tor or a Yaina. So totally, so in Rebelezer's place, a Kevis, Kuriya Oif Mikevis. Oif was less than a kevis. So this one, person of Rabbi Oilo, if he wants to, he could even bring a tor or a yaina. The Rambam says, "Tana Rabban, Harei Yalai Oilo b'Selah l'Mizbeach. A mechayv himself to bring the korban oil worth the selah for the mizbeach. So lochu is yovi kevis. He should bring a lamb. Shein lechodova shekorva b'Selah gav mizbeach al kevis." Now the only thing that could be so cheap to get for a seller, the only type it could be is a kevis. What's going to be Pirashti, Vidadei Ma Pirashti? Yovi Mikol Dover Shekor V'Seller Gavi Mizbeach. Anything that's possible to be brought on the Mizbeach, you have to bring it worth a seller. Rashi says, Pirashti means Eze Korben Ovi V'Yakneno B'Seller. Now Mi Denochas Lefushei, then you can have Rashi as a suffix with other things also. Therefore, he has to bring anything that could be brought worth of a shovel. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that will be included, but much for anything you get. Right, the Parashti min Bok, the Mishnah says, Venedei ma Parashti, Yavi Paravegel. But in fact, you have to bring both, an older one and a younger one. For tomorrow, my Velesi Parma Monashach, let him just bring a par of the yaks, and Monashach is Yotza. The Chur, like the other Mishnah says, he's not to bring a cotton, They bring a godel, you yotza. So who with the godel, yotza anyway. So Rav says, no, if I'm your money Rebbe, he, the ratio goes according to Rebbe. The Yom Rebbe says, cotton, if you're in high, decide to bring a cotton, a small animal. And instead of the heavy god, you bring a big one, is lo yotza, you're taking that yotza. If you have to bring both, a power and an eagle. For the more e Rebbe, if it goes according to Rebbe, the same as say, what does the Sefer say? It says, shor b'mona. If you're in the high, decide to bring a shor worth the mona. The heavy shnayim b'mona, you brought the two shvorim together that worth the mona lo yotza. Now, it says also, Chiddush, Rafilu, Zeb, B'mona, Chos, Adinu, Zeb, B'mona, Chos, Adinu, you're not Yotza. Because it's not what you said to bring one worth of money, you didn't bring it. What's going to be Shocho, you said to bring a black one, Baby Lovin, but a white one, or a love one, you said to bring a white one, Baby Shocho, bring a black one, God, you said to bring a big one, Baby Cotton, you brought a small one, it's not Yotza, also not Yotza. Cotton, you said to bring a small one, Baby Godel, is Yotza. Rebbe, Yamala, Yotza. It's a bit of modern. It's mashma the reish, the Tanakam of Rebbe, because he's the first Tanakam of the Mishnah also. So we're saying now comes out reish of the Sefer Rebbe. You want to tell in the beginning of the Mishnah that says you have to bring a power and an eagle goes according to Rebbe, and the Sefer over at the end goes according to Rebbe. But a mitzvah of the middle that says that here that says you not have to bring a small one and you bring a god to your yotzer, that's the Rabbanim. So it's not so mashma like that that Rebbe's in between the Rabbanans. First of all, yes, in. You have to say this way. I'll tell you, ratio of the Sefer Tak goes according to Rebbe. That if you mechide yourself to bring a small one, and you bring a big one, you're not Yotza. So if the ratio, you have to bring both the power and the ego, like a monoshach, you'd be Yotza. But it's Yotza, the middle part, right near the end, that's Rabbanan. Vochikoma. That does is there, that we said before, that if you're not to bring a carbon, you can't stand bring a palm. You have to bring both. Now the Mishnah explains this, you know, that's the Machlokes Rebbe's Rabbanon, that's the Pasha that did. That's only going according to Rebbe. Then the Rabbanon Tak argue, and they say, even if you're menadav to bring a small one, but if you bring one big one, you're Yotza. So according to Chom Menachem, you would not have to bring both the power and the negul, it would be enough just to bring the power. It's not awesome. We're going to get my Mishnah by Nishkolim, that Shishalim Adava. That they had the shofaros there, the pushkas there where they put the money in the Beis Hamikdash. So six of them were in the Dover. That you put your money there to buy kabonas of the Dover. Kineged me, who are these six kineged? So Simin, Kufman, Pei, Shinaim, Omar Chizkiya. Kineged Shisha Bota Yavis HaKahanim. Kineged the six different Bota Yavis. She Tiknu Lehem Chachomim. She Yusholim Zem Zer. They should always have peace one with the other. As she says, Kneged Shisha Bat Yavis, she called Mishma Cholak L'Shisha Bat Yavis. Every Mishma had six different Bat Yavis. Kneged Shisha Meshvua, like every day of the week, a different base of came to be do the Avodah there. Zoyv V'Joymei, Zoyv V'Joymei, of a Shabbos Kul Shavim. As the Mishma was 1 week, there was a bunch of Kana that came there. So every day of the week, one Mishpacha did the Avodah, and Shabbos they all came together. V'Shilem Shalom Zem Zer, Sha'oi Reis, Shal Behemoth, Hanikras min hashefaros for the kahanim, like any korban eloh, the oil, the skin went to kahanim. Shemagriv eloh, so chol zman shen uzbech botol lo yelochim hashefaros. V'imohayim lem el hashefar echad, or they'll come to have fights. They'll say using mine, we're using that one. That's why Vadafka made six different shefaros that each day they use the money from a different shefar. So now they won't come to fight. That's what it means. That's why they keep peace between them. That's pshat. Shei sholem zem zem. So each bossy av every day uses a different shayfer. We have Yerchel Nomar Mitor Shanadavim Ruba. Since most times they brought Mitoros Nadavis, is Tiknu Lem Shafaros Ruba. That's why they made a lot of them. Kadesh La Yist Afshu. How much is the money should not get stale there? There'll be one big pushka. The bottom of it will get stale. The money will get ruined. So that's why they have six different shafaros. Oziri Yamar Kineged Par VeEgel Ayu VeKevis Kedi VeSayir. These are six different animals that you can bring for korban eloh. The Rebbe goes according to Rebbe Yomar, cotton, baby, god, lo yotza. And hide yourself to bring a cotton, and you bring a big one, you're not yotza. Therefore, you have all these in the sveikis. Rashi explains, kineged par veigo vayo kevas agri v'soyu, shamis nadif par lo eloh, so maybe v'nais l'shefesh shmoy par, a monecho like we have. And then the one that's not to bring an eagle, he brings chomis loyim, and he puts into the shofar called eagle. V'chein kulam, v'chanam v'en loyichim imoyish shofar shmoy par, v'ikru v'mloyis the shofar parim, achich l'kol amoyis. It goes according to Rebbe, that says, kol me'ed god lo yot, so lochi hevish, lochi hevish isha, shein oylo bo, ela mihan of shisha behemis. Only from these shisha behemis. That's why you have six. Because otherwise, you shouldn't have to have power in an eagle, just have a power, like a monoshach he'd be yotza, the eagle. Right, then the Mor says, V'obar poda omar kineged ha-porim ve'elim. It's kineged the porim and the elim, u'kvosum u'sirim, v'yha-moysoros v'yha-mor, kulakich'ir. So Rashi says, kineged porim, she'ochates tibur, she'ovdu v'yifra shachem tachteyim, v'yachakach nimtza rishoynim, v'nitknu l'reya. In such a case, they put the money to the shofar. That's called connected a porum v'yelim v'hakvosim v'yasirim. That's what hakvosim means, the oshem nozer, the oshem mitzorah born ben shana. So these moisores, here you put v'amoisores v'hamor. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.